All right, so I know some of you guys are still in the middle of it, but just keep going. Please enjoy the rest of your meal. And I hope this has been beneficial to you guys. And what I want to do is share where you might get to a certain point in your business when you might be first hiring somebody to start doing the referral marketing and then the marketing altogether. And second is transitioning to get that person to start taking over completely, right? So one of the things that I want to ask you guys is, when do you start hiring? You guys share. Anybody tell me. When do you start hiring?
Right now.
Say that, Dean.
Right now.
Right now. What do you mean by that?
Sales cures a lot of other problems.
Sales cures almost all business evils, right? Almost all, right? So tell me what you mean by hire now.
What we see in our business is Isaiah is going to take a lot of this away from me, which I've not been doing, and I don't have any capacity to do it. But I can see that he would need assistance immediately.
You got it.
To generate those sales.
Can everybody hear that?
Yeah.
So as they're building the team, then they're realizing and understanding that Isaiah is going to need a team to help them to put all this together, right? So how many of y'all have a marketing representative, a marketing, you know, person in your team or as a part of your team that is helping you implement all these things? Raise your hand. Beautiful. So that's about half of everybody in this room, right? So one of the things behind this, I think it'll help as I start sharing with you guys a little bit of the story of where everything came from, right? So I was working with Howard, and I was working in the field in the service company. This was, 14 years ago, right? And I ended up hurting my back. And once I hurt my back, I went to the chiropractor for 9 months. I did get those steroid shots. Those of you that are in our sales training, you guys know we were using this as part of the example, right? And when it was all said and done, I went back and started working in the business inside the office. I was doing inside sales, I did administration, I did outside sales, and I also started doing marketing. So when we were talking about doing marketing, there's something that I want everybody to experience. And that is walking into a referral source, a referral partner, for the first time that has never seen you or knows anything about you. Anybody in this room ever do that? Perfect. Keep your hands up if you thought it was the most exciting thing ever in your life. There's a few very small percentage of people that actually get really pumped up, you know, talking about that. I was not one of those. I remember driving around, going to the other side of town because I had scheduled some areas in there that I was going to visit that we had never, you know, gotten connected with or anything with. And I knew, ooh, this is going to be a good referral source, man. We're going to go in there. They're going to love us. And they're going to send us billions of dollars of business, right? This is going on in my mind. I'm pumping myself up, right? Driving. Then I get there. And I see the place. Here is the business, right? It's not big. It's in a shopping center, so there's a whole bunch of other businesses. And then all of a sudden, it hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, oh, crap, no. Like, this is scary. Like, this all of a sudden got scary. And it's like my legs got heavy. Like, I did not want to get out of that car. So I'm thinking, man, my phone, I hope it rings. I hope something happens so I don't have to go in. I was in my mind trying to come up with every single possible excuse that you can even imagine because I'm like, I do not want to go in there. In my mind, I walk in, they're going to yell at me. they're going to say, get out of here, you idiot, blah, 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 right? All of this is happening just in my mind. So finally, I work up.